Time this morning for Minnesota Reads. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This morning, we have a fascinating book to talk about. We cannot talk with the author, unfortunately, and haven't actually been able to do that for about 200 years or so. We've got the next best thing, though. At the Minnesota Historical Society, Shelby Edwards is the Associate Manuscripts Curator, and she joins us this morning to talk about a 200-year-old book from Fort Snelling that has just resurfaced and has been donated to the Minnesota Historical Society. Hi, Shelby. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, now that's a nice thing to come in to work one day and, I don't know, find a little package on your desk. Here's a 200-year-old book that was just donated to us.
Yeah, it didn't exactly work that way, but it did certainly walk into the office. It was unexpected that it was what it was. It was just described as a book. And when the donor came in, my colleague who had met with her to look at, you know, what she thought was a published book about Fort Snelling said, oh, no, and came and got me. And we were both just wow. I mean, stunned.
So the person who had it thought, you know, hey, I've got this old book about Fort Snelling. And what did it turn out to actually be?
Yeah, so what it is it's a 5th Regimental Order book, and that was the first regiment that was stationed at Fort Snelling. The book covers the period 18. It's hard to get back that far. And it contains things like orders, special orders, appointments, court-martials, which are my favorite, and just other infantry activities in the early days of the fort.
So the purpose of the order book was to record orders that were issued. I want to get a context for people about who was writing what in the book and why.
Yeah, so it would have been the adjutant to the colonel, who was Colonel Snelling at the time, and basically recording the, I guess, major events or maybe relatively minor events at the fort. So you know, movements, people going on leave, like I said, court martials. So it really gives you nearly, you know, day to day history of activities at the fort. It's pretty incredible.
We're going to jump into the content here in just a minute, but I'm curious, what did the book look like? A 200-year-old book, and chances are, now, was it a big monster book like we think about, you know, some of these big ledgers, or was it a smaller kind of book?
Yeah, I would say it's about like legal paper sized.
Okay.
But it had a cover that was damaged. I mean, 200 years old, I thought it was in pretty decent condition considering. It looked like there had been water damage, but most incredibly was on the back side. There were all sorts of little holes. And when I spoke with some colleagues and our paper conservator, we determined that these are actually gunshot holes from buckshot. So what we expect was that at some point somebody wanted to shoot their gun in indoors or something and thought that the book would be good target practice.
Okay, and it actually, books, yeah, it's like I get upset when somebody puts a glass of water on a book, you know,
right?
Using a book for target practice. So people didn't, according to the news release that came out about this, that was not entirely unheard of for people to use books as target practice.
No, and I'm not going to name the name of the other agency, but colleagues have seen books come in from other government agencies that were used for target practice.
Oh, the humanity. I'm too upset. I don't know if I'll be able to go on. So let's talk about the content of the book. First of all, when you look at this beautiful handwriting, it used to be called copperplate. You heard references to it, you know, a lot if you read fiction about back in the day. Does it make you just yearn for children to learn handwriting again?
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because most people that I talk to can't read handwriting. And the longer I've been here, the better I get at reading it. And now I'm kind of like, you can't read that? But it takes practice, you know? We're used to seeing print, so it's going to... You'll get some practice if you're looking at this online.
Well, I tell you, I did see a meme that made me smile that, and it showed an example of cursive writing, and it said this is going to be how baby boomers will communicate in code because their children can't read handwriting.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious and really, really true.
It really is.
For the most part.
So I'm actually sort of looking forward to that. You have been, I love you, Shelby. You're so excited about what you do, and you've got such a great job.
Yes,
so
I do.
You're really excited about the court martials. Tell me why you're so excited about the court martials.
I know. And you know, to military historians, there's going to be a lot of other things that are much more interesting. But to me, I'm kind of about the drama. It's just great to see that, you know, 200 years ago that these young men were not too dissimilar from, I think, what young men would like to do if they could. But so a couple of my favorites were, and this took place on the 4th, December 20th, 1826, by a B.J. Piker, and he handed the adjutant, and now the adjutant is the person writing the book, an anonymous paper of a highly insubordinate nature and subversive of discipline, which I just found hilarious. An anonymous paper of highly insubordinate nature.
Okay, so he passed a note.
Yes, basically, that said something really terrible. I think he was trying to get a lieutenant removed, and so he was kind of inciting other people to
riot, sort of.
Exactly, basically. And then the best, I have to say this, is and then this is another colonel, actually, Colonel Talbot Chambers, and this kind of goes back to that, wow, people haven't changed that much. So, and take in mind that this happened after he was, I guess, court-martialed for mental derangement produced from excessive intoxication on a steamboat and several days of, like, behavior on a transport brig. But basically, when he got to the fort, now I'm going to quote, repeatedly between August and September 1825, caused the camp to be alarmed during the night by the discharging of firearms and sounding the song roll, or to arms, upon the drums.
Oh, geez.
So basically,
so it was kind of
drunk.
Like the pro athletes that go out on the party boat, behave badly, and then he comes back and he's playing the drums in the middle of the night.
Well, in the middle of the night, he comes back and he starts shooting guns.
And shooting
and
guns.
And then playing drums that are like these, you know, like call to wake up.
This has got to be, you know, to sit and put eyes on this, not only after so long, but also in your job as a historian and a curator of manuscripts, when you were able to sit there in your, you know, like white cotton gloves like they wear in the movies and just read this thing and just, I can hear you sitting in your office laughing out loud. What was that like to look at this and realize we get to share it with people now?
I mean, it was really great, and it's unique because, you know, as you said earlier, that this actually has been digitized in its entirety and is available online for anybody to use for free that has internet access across the world, basically. And so I get to share it with everybody, and it is just so fun and has so much really good content, and it's so unique.
Well, we are going to get those links up. We've got some photographs, of course, that you've shared with us. We'll get the links up so people can read it in their entirety. And it's going to be a lot of fun. What a great feature for Minnesota Reads. Shelby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Shelby Edwards is the Associate Manuscripts Curator at the Minnesota Historical Society, a 200-year-old Fort Snelling order book, an Army 5th Regiment order book from 1826 through 1827, was recently donated to the Historical Society, and Shelby talked to us about it a little bit this morning right here on Minnesota Reads.